Blog Talk Radio.
Who they talking about? They talking about me, Serena Speaks. A hot new show coming to you straight out of Atlanta, Georgia. The king of the South. So you can say, I'm the queen. Bring you nothing but the best and the hottest talent from around the world. I'm your host, Serena, and I'm about to speak. Are you listening? Of course you are.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Serena Speaks. I'm your host, Serena, and I'm happy to be here today. Happy New Year's, everyone. I hope everyone started off with a bang. Have fun tonight. Most importantly, be safe. And I love you guys. Thank you so much. It's coming up on my show's second year anniversary. January, I think the 3rd or the 13th. That's bad, isn't it? But anyway, it's coming up on my second anniversary. I'm getting old. Look, I'm so happy to be here, though. I swear. I did what they said it couldn't be done this year. It was, you know, a lot of talk because my heart beats 3 times as fast as a normal human being. And it's called tachycardia. I hope I bring health awareness going through this. You know, it was very hard for me. It was very hard for my children. I can't say family because my children are my family. And it was very hard for them because they took care of me when I couldn't take care of myself. So I want to give a shout-out. I don't usually mention my kids on my show, but I want to give a shout-out to Broderick and Emmanuel. They are my heart, my love. I want to give a shout-out to my son that's in bondage, Demonte. I love you, Monte. And you'll be home this year, I promise. I love him so much. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we have a great show planned for you today. It's part 2 of Uncuffed Boy. He's doing great things in the music business. He's headlining different little spots, venues, and he's doing a grunge match. Grudge match between Savannah and Atlanta, him and Annie O. I think it's great that 2 cities are coming together as one to unite for artists in the independent industry to get more talk and more publicity for the artists, and also let them know that, you know, we can compete with one another without being hateful and nasty and, you know, what they call those things when a beef. When the 2 artists can't get along or whatever, it never should be a beef. I'm sorry, guys, but it never should be a beef in your passion and industry. If a person can't, you know, help you grow, then I seriously suggest that you just move on. There's no need to waste energy in hating or feeding into bullshit. Just do what you do. Do you. Keep God first and love yourself. And if you love yourself, you wouldn't even think about, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't even think about grudging or anything else, beefing, whatever. But I just want to give a shout-out to Uncuffed Boy, my guest tonight, and Miss Annie O for having the grudge match. And she is on fire. And I'm just telling you, like, she really is. She's on fire. And, like, she spit for us a few bars last show. And she blew me away. She blew me away. Like, she can stand next to Nicki and any other female artist that's hot today. And I really don't know too many female artists that's hotter than Nicki Minaj because her name is everywhere. People pretty much don't forget about Lil' Kim or what's the other one? I can't even think of her name, the dark one. Foxy Brown, and it's a few, you know, from back in the day. Lil' Kim, I don't think we think of right now when we think of her is her face. And I think she had more work there because it's looking a little better than it was. Her face was kind of scary. Yeah, but we are headed into a new year. And I just want to thank everybody for being a part of my story for 2014. You are amazing. You mean a lot to me. And I just want to continue to get the independent industry, no matter what it is, no matter what craft is your craft, from music to modeling. I want to be able to get your story out there and make your fans and create more fans and make your fans love you just as much as I do. I want them to know, feel like they know you. That's why every time we do something, it's really just a conversation that gets your fans a greater feedback on you and get to know you better. And that's all I ever want to do. Okay, so now we're waiting on, I guess, and I hope he'll be in soon. I'm really hoping so. Well, I want to know, what do you guys have planned for tonight? And if not tonight, what are you doing tomorrow? Who's cooking? Because I'm not going to cook greens and black eyed peas and cornbread and all that. You know what? That's not going to put food on your table. That's not doing that every year. That's not going to put money in your pocket. That's not going to do anything than what it's doing, going down your stomach and feeding your mind, because that's where it's at. It's all stuck in your mind. But I just wanted to say I'm going to get money regardless of what I cook tomorrow, so we'll probably be eating the same thing. Matter of fact, we're eating American Deli right now and Atlanta Deli. Shout out to Atlanta Deli right here on Moreland and Custard. They are some great people, and they keep me and my kids fed a lot of times when we don't feel like cooking. It's a lot going on here in Atlanta. It's beautiful here, and it's really a lot going on here. It's a lot of movies being made, even if they don't go anywhere. It's a lot of movies being made. It's a lot of songs being made here. It's a lot of love being made, a lot of babies being made. It's a lot of things going on. I just want to prosper. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of prospering in Atlanta. And I want to be global. I am global. I just looked at my stats the other day, my ratings, and I'm being played all the way in Russia, Tuscany. I mean, it just blows my mind. Some of the places I can't hardly pronounce, you know, Australia, Atlanta, look, of course, but not. Can I be honest right now? That's the only thing I know how to do. I can't be nothing but honest. My city don't support me as much as the world do. You know, and artists that I've spoken with, they say the same thing. Like, you get more support from other cities, other states, other countries, really other countries, than you do your own home. So that's why I really can't be against anyone, because I'm for everyone. As long as you're not fucking with me, I'm good. Like, you good, I'm good. So, you know, that's how I am. I'm not racist. I love everybody. I judge people by their character, you know. And speaking on a lot of the racial things going on here in Atlanta, to be honest with you, I've run into a lot of white cops. And let me tell you something. They was kind. They was helpful. Even if I'm lost, they would help me. Let's get this straight right now. Like, I did my dirt, you know what I mean? But I feel like you got to respect the uniform. Just think of how this world would be if there was no law, you know? No civilization. That's really serious. Like, we would be in hell, and we're already in hell. So you got to think about that before you say fuck the police and, you know, I don't deal with the police. You might probably know a time when you were growing up and you had to call the police. You might know a time right now you don't have to call the police. Somebody broke your house. Somebody steal your car. Somebody steal your radio out your car. I mean, anything. Somebody steal your laptop out your car while it's parked somewhere. You never know. So, you know, don't be too quick to say fuck the police because one day you might need them, you know. And I just want to say, like, this being real honest, they have been some of the kindest, nicest people to me. When I've been in trouble, when I was little and I need them, I call them. They came and helped me. If right now, like my house got broken into, they were two Ricky cops, an Indian man and a black guy, and they were so nice. They were so helpful to me and understanding my situation when I was going through. And a lot of the information that was lost through my computer, they were just very helpful. And like, I came out the house and I seen a suspicious truck, and it was just sitting there, and they followed me. So I cut my lights off, so the police, I know the police are always somewhere, so they, if they see me, they would turn around and come back, pull me over or something, you know. Because we can bear arms and we can have guns, but, you know, really, you don't want to kill anyone. You know, I don't want that on my conscience. I don't want that, but I will if I have to. But I cut my lights on, and they was just very, they didn't pull me over then. They just followed me and the vehicle, which that's what I wanted. And so I turned, and it was like, I don't know if they was going to go do something or what, but it was like three more right there at the gas station. And this guy was up on me, him and another guy, and they was just, be honest with you, I thought they was going to try to rob me again. Like, I thought they was coming back for my ride or something, because I just ride nice. But anyway, I pulled over in front of the officer. And I probably shouldn't have did it, but I did. I did a maneuver, and I pulled over in front of the officer, cut in front of him, and he cut his lights on. I was happy. He pulled me over in the gas station. I told him, follow that car. I believe those are the ones that broke in my house. And they didn't, well, the one in another car that pulled up, they went to follow the car, but they said they didn't see it. But if it wasn't for that, who knows what would have happened, you know, what would have happened. We've been in a shootout with somebody, you know, take my life. I didn't know, but I knew that I was happy that help was right there at hand. And, yes, they was white officers. I was surrounded by them. No one looked at me any different than any – I'm not a victim. but, you know, any person whose home been broken into – they understood me. They didn't give me a ticket for jumping in front of them. They really was just trying to help me, and that's what they did, and I really appreciate that. So you can't say all cops are bad just because you're looking at what, you know, someone else is doing. You can't look at that. You can't. That cop is bad. When he came in, he was bad. You know, that was in his heart. That what was in his heart. That's the honest God truth. And so I'm just saying this to say, you can't judge people by anyone else in this world but themselves, and you go by what people show you. And if people show you good things, then that's really what you should go by. That's just my opinion. I don't know what anyone else has to say, but you can call in with your opinion and what you feel like you should do. And, hey, I'm here. I'm here to listen. And I want to, you know, I want to listen to you guys. I want to talk to you guys. And I want to be, you know, closer to you. And I want you to communicate with me. So tune in. No one is calling yet, but that's fine. My guests haven't even called in, and that's okay, too. It is. Everybody is ripping and running. He was texting me and emailing me back and forth when I was in the grocery store and in the food places. So everybody's just trying to get ready for a new year. So I totally understand that. And I hope he's being safe wherever he is. And I hope you guys have a great, great night. I really, really, really do. No matter what, if he shows or not, I'm going to play his music that he sent. Him and Annie O, you guys, is going to be hot. And when I say hot, that show going to be on fire. I'm telling you, Annie O is a reckon, a voice, an artist to be reckoned with. And Sativa, oh, man, she sent me some music that, hey, you know what, I'm not even going to talk about it. You'll see her on the next show. She's amazing. Seriously, bars. What bars? Who bars? That's what she's spitting, nothing but bars. And I just want to support all the women that's coming out in this male, predominantly male industry, and that's laying tracks for the ones to come after them. And we don't give people enough credit. And I'm being real serious. Like, we don't give them enough credit because people do amazing things. But if people do amazing things and, you know, if people doing amazing things and we're not giving them credit for it, then is it being noticed? I think it is, but it should be announced. It should be, you know, condoned. You know, it should be something that's in a person's heart to say, hey, you did a great job. You know what? I can't wait to see more artists like you. We really should do that, but a lot of people don't, and that hurts my heart. But a lot of people do a lot of things that hurts my heart, and it doesn't matter. It really doesn't, because as long as God is for us, I really think that there is nothing, please believe me when I say this, there's nothing in this world that can stop us. They told me I wasn't going to make it to the end of this year because of my heart. But I'm here. And I'm happy. And everything designed to hold me back, everything designed to, you know, everything designed to hinder me, everything designed to kill me, everything designed to stop me, it was put in my path. And nothing but God, can I say it again? Nothing but God brought me here. And you know what? Nothing but God is going to stop me. And only God is going to promote me. Man really can't put me anywhere that God can't put me alone. Like, I don't need man's help with anything. There's a lot of people going around using people. And there's a lot of people, when you're nice to them, they think you using them or you want something from them. And it's the least of that. You feel me? Like, it's the least of that. It's never that. You know what I mean? Because I it's nothing that I can't do for myself that the next man can do. Anything that I can do for me is because, you know what, God put that in my path. That was already anointed. That was already, I'm walking in destiny right now. This supposed to have been way beforehand, you know, like, but life happened. But this really supposed to have been back when I was so young. I don't even want to say teen, but back when I was a teenager, this is what's supposed to have happened. But life happened. I raised my kids, and now I'm finding my dreams, and I don't feel like it's anything, no one that can stop me. Like, seriously, I come up against anybody. I've never been scared of anyone because from birth I knew about God, and I want to thank my grandmother for all of that. I love you, Callan. I love you so much. That's my grandmother, and she was amazing. My grandmother McNabb, my grandmother Percy Bell McNabb, she's amazing also. Both of them was the symbol and sign of strength. Do you hear me? Strength. My grandma didn't play that. Now one of them played that. They put them hands on you. And my grandma's person there, she kept a pistol in her pocket. So, you know, I'm just being honest with y'all right now. I want y'all to know who I am. I'm grateful to, you know, any of you call in and want me to know something about you. I want to know. Anything you want to talk about, we can talk about. But I've had an amazing life. I really have. From the good to the bad, I have had an amazing life. So I just want to thank God for that. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I made it. I made it through. So regardless of what people say and what they try to do, nothing, let me say it again, nothing a human can do is going to stop me on my path. I'm stepping lightly. Do you hear me? I'm stepping lightly. I'm almost floating. I'm almost floating. When I begin to fly, it will be only because I'm on the wings of an angel, and I'm on the wings of what God put here for me and said, go, baby. And I'm going. I'm getting it. So, you know, I really feel untouchable right now. I feel unstoppable. I feel praised. I feel blessed. I feel good. I feel like I can go out there and run, even though I'm not, you know what I'm saying? No, big baby, I ain't crazy. I ain't that great. But, you know, I feel like I might hit the track tomorrow, though. You know, it's New Year. We're going to start it all right. So I might hit the track, and this is something I've been doing all last year, so it's not nothing new. It's not no New Year's resolution that I'm not going to keep. It's not no thing that I'm just going to jump on for 1 or 2 days or a week or a month. And I have to because I want to be here with my children. I want to be here for my sons. I have to be here for my sons. I have to be here for my grandchildren. I have to be here. So I have no choice but not to give up. I can't give up. I can't. If I do, then what? I cannot give up. So we're not giving up. So that's more definitely what I want to say. If, no matter what you're going through, no matter your health, weight, relationship, don't never stress over a relationship, man. There's too many people in this world. And guess what? It's somebody who can treat you better, way better than that person ever tried to treat you. So, you know, on that note, then, you know what I mean? Like, you do you. No matter what it is, just do you. And be smile. No matter what somebody else tried to do to hurt you, don't worry about that. Smile. Two step on them, bim bim. You know, do that country line there, and they doing now all the black people trying to make it seem like it's something new. Y'all, like, look, we gonna be real with this. First, we say, oh, they wanna be like her, they wanna be like her, blah 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 blah. Let me tell you something. The line dancing y'all doing, man. You know what they call it? Line dancing. I mean, we used to do the, the legend slide. Oh, yeah, let's slide be the jam. But get what? Y'all taking the country line dancing and getting a little bass to it. That's all y'all doing. So let's give the people who deserve the credit the credit. And that's the white people, the country line dancing. And it's a few brothers that love country music. So let's, I know a couple of them, so... You know, music is diversity. Music, the example to me, the definition of music is diversity. Definition of music is love. The definition of music is beauty. The definition of music is calming. It calms the beast. For real. Like, I'm a Leo. Trust me, I know. It calms the beast in me because, you know, sometimes I be ready to snap, crackle, pop, but, you know, right at that moment, I can hit a station or put in a CD or get on the computer or pop, you know, Pandora, my phone, and I feel at ease. I feel at peace. I feel closer. And they just stopped this station, which is, it was the bomb. It was 102.7. Now they've made it to, like, all the rest of the stations on FM, like, just hip-hop or whatever, but they play Back in the Day music. You ain't heard a long time, so that'd be good about them, but they don't play my gospel music no more. It's the new age gospel music that I love. I mean, I'm like, wow. Like, I haven't been really listening to the new gospel music that came out last couple of years, and except my artist that I interview. So I'm gonna admit to that. So, but when I did hear it, OMG. Can I just say, beautiful. It was beautiful. It made me, you know, I was like, wow. They've turned songs into gospel. They've just put a nice beat to it and sung about God. It's nothing God can't do. And it's nothing we can't do with God. So stop focusing on these men, first off, that don't have your back, don't have your best. They thinking about themselves. They the one got the, you know, live. And that's where they go look for these women to live off of them. And, you know, it's that it has nothing to do with your weight, your size, your look, none of that. I done seen some ugly girls with some real good men. I seen some ugly girls. And I'm talking about these females. Let me just say that these females be toe bad. I just seen one on Facebook with one of my upcoming guests. I'm talking about she big. She got stuff on the side of her face, like when you have that stuff on your face. And, you know, like the big girls usually have it be dark and bumpy and all that. She got that. You know, she keep herself up. She do her makeup, everything. She still ugly. She still fat. She still out of shape. But get with that girl. Still got that man. He look good. He ride good. He doing good. I mean, they look good. They look good together because they doing something together. And it's not about her look. So it's never be ashamed yourself. Love the skin you in. If you big, you big. Hey, rock with it, baby. Shit. It's a lot of men want to be on that cushion. Trust that. It's a lot of men be wanting you, but your self-confidence is a killer. Like, your confidence level, it will just blow. It will blow people. It will turn people away from you because a lot of people, they know you ugly. They know you fat. You can be fat and pretty. Shit, I'm one of them. You can be fat and pretty or big and pretty or whatever they want to call it, baby. You can be big and beautiful, BBW, all that. You can be that. And that man will see that. He'll know, but he still love you because he see what everybody else don't see, the real you. So I always be confident in your step and always walk with a wiggle. Baby, I'm real, real serious. I always walk with a wiggle, baby, because you don't never know who looking. Even the ones that say they don't like big girls, they be all up on us. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm 5'1". And I'm 200 pounds. But get away, I'm cute. I do my best to stay in my best. I ride good. I live good. I got great kids. I got an awesome personality. I'm beautiful. To be honest with you, to be real, real honest with you, I am beautiful. So, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You have to love yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't a man? That's the biggest turnout when you don't love yourself and you looking down on yourself and you thinking everybody else feeling what you feel. No, that's just you. That's just you, you know, feeling like that. You can't keep feeling like that. But we're finna go into Unc Hustle Boy song. If you're not listening live, you're not gonna be able to hear. You have to be able to hear when I podcast it. And all you have to do is just come back after 11:45. It's immediately podcast on Blog Talk Radio, and I also will be posting it on my Facebook and on every other outlet that I'm on, which is 28 of them. And also, I will be posting on my Facebook page, and it's always on my website, serenaspeaks.com. And you can also download my app off of Google, and I'm about to redo the app, so we're going to have a new face, and everything is going to be beautiful. But continue to listen to me, guys. I love you, and you really have helped me through a hard time. I'm going to put on this music right now. And Happy New Year. I want you to have the best year, really. For real. I want you to have the best year. You all are beautiful. There's nothing you cannot do. I know I'm saying the same thing. If this is for anyone that's listening, please take heed. You can do anything. And for you ladies out there feeling like you're not worthy of being loved or you're chasing one boy because you're thinking the next won't like you or love you as much, if he loved you, you wouldn't be chasing him. Can I say it again? If he loves you, you would not be chasing him, sweetie. He would be right there with you. Like, what? He got your back even when you sleep. You feel me? He got your hand. If you were blind, you wouldn't even need no dog. You feel me? Like, he got you. He got you. But you know what? I'm single by choice. I have them on me like packs of dogs, no matter where I'm at. Because I pull up like a boss, I swear I do, and I swear I'm a boss, you know what I mean? I keep my head up high. I walk with that wiggle baby, and it's nothing nobody can tell me that's going to change me. Derogatively, you cannot change. You say whatever you want to say, and that's, you know, cause you know how I'm saying how these men have your back? Baby, the man of men has my back. The super being have my back. God himself has my back. Michael, the archangel that slew the devil, has my back. There's nothing in this world that I cannot accomplish through God, through Jesus, the only true Messiah that came and walked this earth. There's nothing I can't accomplish with Jesus. Because I got to go through Jesus to get to God. And with them and Michael, the Holy Spirit, and all the rest of the angels, the band of angels, man, let me tell you. Ain't nothing I can't do. Ain't nothing big baby can't do. But let me stop talking, for real. But Juicy love you guys. You know, if you know me, you know my name, Juicy. You know what I'm saying? My mother name is Serena. And that's how you have Serena speak. So, we're going to get into this music. And again, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And please share so others can listen also. I don't know. It's so much. It's so much. Oh, my goodness. It is for real. It's so much. But I'm actually downloading some music right now. It's so much to talk about. It's so much to do. And we can't do it without God, no matter what. I curse like a sailor. I'm working on that. And I'm really working on that. But God knows my heart, so who can stop me as long as that man upstairs is for me? You can't. And there's a lot of people that really think that you know, want to use them. I be nice to people that I really consider to be great people. I don't want to use you because there's nothing you can do that I can't do. There's not people you know that I can't know. And that's just being real. You know, just like you know people, I know people too. You know, like you might be related to somebody, so am I. You know, so, yeah. Let me submit this. And, like, I be doing, like, 100 things at one time. I really do. I be doing a lot of different things at once. And that's the beauty of being a woman. We do a lot. Our minds go a million miles an hour. Not saying the guys, no, because it's some pretty intelligent guys. But women, we have a step above you. Okay, and we are here. people are shooting. But guess what? The church are packed. The churches, wow, they are packed. My son said, ooh, the church thick. You're right. It sure is. It sure is. It's thick because God is in the building. And people, the only thing I don't like about that is you come to him the first year, you come the first day of the year, coming into the first day, you come to him, you know, you come to him, you know, the first day of the year and all that, you know, but what about the rest of the year? You know, you got to stay focused now. Don't be half-assing because it's not good. It's not a good look for you. So don't ever do that because you got to give me your full attention. A lot of people just go Easter. Let's see. What's the main holidays? The first day coming into the first day of the year, Easter and Christmas. That's a shame. That's a shame, for real. But let's go to the studio and put your music on. Our guest, I hope he's safe because he really did. He really did call in. And I'm well. You know, he called me and I told him I was out and about and everything. We text and email. So I don't want to say anything bad about him because I hope he's safe or not well because he's very excited about this interview. And I will have him on again. So I'm not mad about that at all. I don't think nothing can steal my joy because the strike of 12 midnight, guess what? For you, it's another year. But for people like me, I made it. I made it. For people like me, kudos. If you was in a struggle this year that, you know, your life was on the line because of weight issues, just eat better. If you exercise every day, I'm telling you something my cardiologist told me, and he was just so real about it. So in the words of my cardiologist, Dr. Agby, in Atlanta South, you can eat whatever the hell you want to eat. As long as you exercise every day, if it's just a walk to the store, if it's just a walk up to your mailbox, just move every day. Move, move, move. Long as you're moving, man, you're cooking with grease. Now, I want to know how everybody doing, so, and I want you to be well. So I'm going to go into Unc Hustle Boy featuring Annie O. How you doing?
We live in a world that people will sleep next to you one day and wish you were dead the next. Ask you to do favors they would never do for you. Hate you when you come up when they have the same resources. Say they're your friend, but really want you to fail. Be careful who you let in your life and always be real with yourself.
Say fuck me. No.
A nigga no wrong, what's up, my nigga, say hi, you good. They don't say shit that I said last year, my nigga, I'm good.
What the fuck about you?
They don't say hi to a nigga no more, what's up, my nigga, say hi, you good. They don't say shit that I said last year, my nigga, I'm good. What the fuck about you? They don't say hi to a nigga no more, what's up, my nigga, say hi, you good. They don't say shit that I said last year, my nigga, I'm good. What the fuck about you? They don't say hi to a nigga no more, what's up, my nigga, say hi, you good. They don't say shit that I said last year, my nigga, I'm good. What the fuck about you? On your cornbread, but you still ain't getting no cake. All the A1 with your coat chop, but you still ain't eating no steak. They say hustle boy, wait so and so. I don't fuck with niggas, that's fake. I wanna catch them all and cut their head off and kill these motherfuckers just like fake. I grind hard, so I shine hard. All I know is hustle, go get it.
You got a funny scheme and you hit me up. Guarantee I'm down, I'm with it.
From the SAV to the A-Town, I'm wildin' out, I'm faded. I'm making big moves, talking big shit. What the hell is you in the face?
A bitch no more. What's up, my nigga? Say what up, yo. Yeah, damn, these niggas acting like females. I'ma tell you, nigga, like I tell my hoe. Wipe my dick for you, get my whip. Respect my shit and don't slam my dope. Don't slam my grind. Be here on time and don't be a dollar short on my dope. Yeah, you fucked over me. Now you see me, you don't even wanna speak. What you think I'm finna pull out the heat? Man, you lucky you ain't see me in the streets. Got a chopper, time to shoot you. sweet. Ain't a damn thing over here sweet. Nah. You gon' die quick fucking with a G. I'm A-double-N-I-E. Oh.
Damn,
they
hot to a nigga,
oh.
Don't walk. What's up, my nigga? Say hi, you
nigga.
Say hi, that shit.
Real out here.